Hello, good morning everyone. Hi, welcome to this session of Founder Method where we interview Dr. Nelly Tan on how she applied successful business strategy from her, you know, so that you can learn from her and apply the strategies she used to build a very successful NGO, multiple successful NGOs to your own business and career. So this morning we are very honored. I'm very lucky to have Dr. Nelly Tan Wong in our webinar. So good morning. Good morning, Dato.
Morning.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Hi. Yes. Hi. Good morning, Dato. Yeah. So So before I hi Dato, everyone is very eagerly waiting for your sharing. So before I start my introduction, I would like to ask the member of the audience to actually give me some feedback. If you can hear my voice or that and the other voice, please type good morning. Can you key in good morning? Can everyone key in good morning? Yes, morning. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kenyo. Thank you, Adrian. Good morning, Chua. Good morning, BL. Oh, good morning, Desmond. Oh, good morning, Elaine. Oh, a lot of people is wishing you us good morning, Dato. Okay. Okay, so yeah, more and more people are wishing us. So you can hear us. So can you hear? Can you see the screen? Okay, I think can see the screen, right? Everyone can see the screen. Let me see. Good. So I think without further ado, to have more time for Dato's presentation and Q&A, I'd like to do a short introduction. So we will spend the beginning, we'll spend time to do introduction. And then Dr. will present, and then the members of the public, you can actually key in your question and answer on the chat box during the presentation. At the end of 11:45, okay, we will open the session for Q&A, and your question will be answered personally, you know, and interactively by Dr. Nelly. Okay? So let me introduce you. This is Dr. Nelly Tan. Actually, she has a lot of title under her belt. This DSNS is actually the Datoship from Negeri Sembilan. And then she is also a KMN, which stands for Kesatria Mangku Negara. This award is awarded by the federal government. Okay. PMC stands for the Excellence Service Medal, you know, for the state. PJK is the Meritorious Service Medal, okay, awarded by the state. And JP is Justice of Peace, which was appointed to her. So her profession is actually a practicing chartered accountant, and she has her own firm, SL Tan & Co., which is based in Seremban. So currently she has 35 staff under her Seremban firm, SL Tan & Co. So her professional qualifications are Chartered Accountant of Malaysia, okay, and CPA is Certified Public Accountants of Malaysia. FCPA is Fellow Certified Public Accountant in Australia. And FCCS is the Fellow Chartered Company Secretary. So these are all professional qualifications which she holds. In her business, she's the Managing Director of various private limited companies dealing with properties and also consultancy. Okay, so awards, okay, like I mentioned just now, she was appointed Justice of Peace in year 1991, conferred a Dato in 1993. She was awarded Honorary Doctor of Letters in Canada at year 2004, Honorary Doctor of Business Administration in UK in year 2011, and in year 2011, the same year, she actually won two other very significant significant award, which is the Most Outstanding Chinese Woman Leader by Malaysian Chinese Woman Leader Caucus, and also the famous Brand Lorette Icon Leadership Award. So I believe that this Brand Lorette Award has like award in education and different segments, but she got the Icon Leadership Award, which is the award among the award in the Brand Lorette Award Night. Okay, And her NGO leadership position, which I understand from Dato' Dr. Nelly, she has many, many other positions in NGO, but her most of her time is taken on these two. It's in WIM, Women Institute of Management, which is situated in Tamantun, Dr. Ismail. She is the co-founder and also the deputy chairperson and the CEO, honorary, okay, of WIM, okay, Women Institute of Management. It has a six-story building in Tamantun, Dr. Ismail. If some of you who are based in KL, okay, you should visit this. Her premise, very impressive. Okay, six-story building and fully tenanted. Okay. Next is she's the president of Negeri Sembilan Chinese Maternity Hospital Medical Center in Seremban. Okay, so this is an 80 years old hospital in Seremban, and she actually took up the position and actually helped raise funds of 27 million ringgit Malaysia. And she actually redeveloping the whole hospital, revamping it with new ambulance, new equipment. So now the hospital is like from a very maybe old-looking hospital to currently a very brand-new hospital, okay? It's a very good service. So if you're in Negeri Sembilan, you can also know about this, okay? Her international speaking engagement also very, very impressive, not only confined to Malaysia but worldwide. So she's invited to present papers and speeches for conferences and events organized by YWCA, Geneva, the Women's World Banking New York, Canadian International Development Agency, CIDA, the Global Forum for Women, Washington, Asian Australian Institute, the John F. Kennedy School of Government, even presented papers in the Harvard University, Boston, the Asian Development Bank, Edith Cowan University, Western Australia. So actually she has traveled to 25 countries around the world, and her traveling is like most of us, we travel for the pleasure. But she travels and she impacts people's life to bring positive growth and improvement to people's life, and I think especially maybe for women. Because when I met Dr. Nelly Tan maybe 3 years ago, actually what impressed me is that she did mention that to improve women's life or improve people's life, we must give them skill and must give them knowledge so that they can catch their own fish. So I think that phrase actually impressed me a lot. Okay. And then I think without further ado, I think I better pass the floor to Dr. Nelly Tan, because those of you who are online will be very keen to know, with all her outstanding performance, okay, how did she manage to be so successful and what kind of things that you could learn from her to apply in your own career and also to apply in your own business. Okay, so I pass the screen to Dr. Thank you, Dato, again. I'm very honored to have you with me.
Thank you, Ivana. And good morning to all the audience. I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share with you my experience, especially with the Women's Institute of Management, which is a 20-year-old NGO. And I think that the experience we have at WIM is something that would be useful for me to share with you, whether you are in a business career or whether you are involved in business activities. The Women's Institute of Management is a unique non-profit women's NGO, and it will be celebrating its 20th anniversary on the 14th of May 2013. Now, what I'm going to share with you in terms of what we have done for the WIM can also be applied by you, whether in your career or in your business. In the case of WIM, we have a social agenda. In the case of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, it could be the focus you want in your own personal career, where you want it to take to, and how can you be successful in getting the right job. Or if you're in business, how you want to develop and make your business a great success. So I'll come back to WIM. We have this social agenda where we help single parent women, orang asli women, women in the estates, rural women, and women in the prisons, Rumah Sri Putri, and Nipah virus affected areas. I'm very happy to share with you that up till March end, we have delivered 614 free courses benefiting 25,901 participants. We are truly grateful to God for this accomplishment, and we are grateful that our 20 years has brought us to this track record. You can see pictures now of the various women that we have helped. They comprise all the groups that I've mentioned earlier. Now, how did we promote WIM? Something from nothing. I shared with Ivana, we started with only 2,000 ringgit, and we just had money to register. But what we did was we used the creative promotions and information disseminating ourselves. And the first one was, in the early years, we were sponsored by Telecoms Malaysia Berhad to be the first Malaysian woman NGO to appear in the internet when it was something very new. Now today, because of this exposure, WIM receives as many as 73,995 hits per month from 125 countries. That itself is a great exposure, and we've had the results of many visits from women from all organizations and from many countries. WIM also promote our activities and programs through the social media. And this I would like to share, especially those of you who are in business, never underestimate the power of social media. Even for an NGO like WIM, we are in Facebook and we have blogs and various media, social media vehicles to promote our activities. As you know, I'm a public accountant, a chartered accountant. And one thing that I've always applied in my participation in WIM is that we must have very good record keeping. This is something particularly in NGOs where they don't give enough importance on good record keeping. I assure you that if you have good record keeping, it will bear fruits for you in the later years, that you have kept your records all very well, you have kept your accounts very well, especially if you want to get sponsors for your projects. You must be very efficient in the delivery of your reports and your audited accounts. WIM also spread ourselves by having in-house group activity groups. We have an alumni for our MBA students. We have facilities in the building, such as a computer lab, library, a Women's Hall of Fame. And you will see in these pictures on the screen now that we are supported by both corporate and public leaders. And we try to be different from other people. We also produce an annual planner for members. In our 20 years, we have managed to promote an intellectual image of WIM by producing a business journal called Inspire. Inspire is produced 3 times a year, and there are 7 topics in each issue, and that is management, education, health, law, entrepreneurship, and women's issues. They are distributed to our national leaders, to selected ambassadors, to libraries of many, many professional bodies, and sold at leading bookstores. We also have produced several publications on small businesses, finance, REIT, IPO, fundraising, women's health issues. WIM does not receive any annual government grant and applies creative revenue generating strategies. Besides securing sponsorships from the corporate sector, WIM rents out half of its six-story building, Wisma WIM, and offers the University of East London MBA program. In both instances, the early years were difficult and challenging. However, the key word is that WIM never gave up. And this is something I want to share with you also. Don't give up in whatever you're doing. But by both hard work and persistence, you will succeed. Wisma WIM today is fully tenanted, and the MBA program is doing very well. It's one of the most active operator of MBA programs in Kuala Lumpur. Now, as we went along, we became more ambitious. And we went into the area of creating asset ownership. Today, WIM is the proud owner of Wisma WIM. Wisma WIM is a six-story building. And I'm very happy to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are free of any bank overdraft of loan. We have settled all our debts. The estimated market value of Wisma WIM is about 25 million ringgit. And we are truly proud that for an NGO, we are able to own a building. And this building helps us to generate revenue. It also gives us a good reputation as being an NGO which is here to stay and not one of those fly-by-night operations. We also have our own car, which is fully paid for. So you can see that we are very prudent in our financial management. We settle our debts as soon as we can, and we make sure that we make full use of our assets. In the case of the building, it generates revenue for us. In the case of the car, we are able to go all over Malaysia for our programs and projects. WIM has also earned an international image, and we attracted the trust and attention of the UNFPA, United Nations Family Planning Associations. They have given us 5 grants from the United Nations Population Fund to oversee projects related to women's reproductive health issues, domestic violence, and the fight against HIV/AIDS. The trust was earned through efficient and punctual delivery of projects and courses, and the prompt submission of annual reports and audited accounts. We even in this contract have gone out of the shores of Malaysia. We have trained women from the ASEAN countries, from South Korea and China. So we have created a lot of networking with women from ASEAN and the Asian countries. We also receive visits from well-known women around the world, primarily through our website exposure. And you can see here that we have visits from women politicians, women leaders, queens, the lady mayors of London. They have all come to listen to WIM. Today in this world, one word is very common among the large multi-purpose multinational companies, and that is global diversity. Now, essentially, global diversity means recognizing the input of women at the upper echelon of management. All these large multinational companies realize now that they are losing out because they don't have many women on the top echelon of management. Companies like Shell, pharmaceutical companies, IBM, and many others. So WIM is also engaged in collaborations. For example, with Shell, their global diversity department from London came and visited WIM, which resulted in a club, in-house club of Shell called SWAN, Shell Women Action Network. And we are always open to visits from various personalities around the world, even government officials from Sudan, from Bangladesh, from Mongolia. They come and we are so happy to share with them. We learn from them and they learn from us. Now, as a result of all the exposure we've had, we have been awarded various awards for which we are very proud of. The Institute of Public Relations Malaysia has given us two awards for public relations. The Malaysia Power Brand 2011 has given us an award in the category of education. The Brand Laureate Icon Leadership Award was given to us in 2011. And quite recently, we were awarded winner of the European Union Malaysia Chamber of Trade and Commerce Sustainability Award in the Empowerment of Women category. The journey that we have done so far has been very, very fulfilling. And I would like to now talk to you about the membership of WIM if you are interested to join us and join us in our social agenda of helping women and men. Because we feel by helping women, we access ourselves into the home, which brings in the husband and the children. I would like now to show you how you can become a member of WIM. Now you see on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, our membership is open to both men and women. Yes, men are included. We have an in-house membership and we call it the WIM Business Network because we believe in networking. Both men and women should network for the development of the total community. Currently, who are our current members? They are mostly professionals, entrepreneurs, corporate leaders, and those from the academia. Now, what do you get if you become a WBN member? You get 3 complimentary issues per year of Inspire, our business journal, 1 complimentary annual planner. You are invited to join our short courses on various subjects like sales and marketing, image, health, motivation, corporate English, business letter writing, all at discounted rates. Discounts on our facilities and amenities at Wisma WIM, a 6-story building at Taman Tun Dr. Ismail, are also offered to members. We have facilities like seminar rooms. We have a big auditorium which can take in 300 people. We have a membership lounge. So there are many things, or we even have an atrium for exhibitions and sales. So if you are a member, you would get a discount rate if you rent our facilities. If you refer to WIM's social media, our website and all, you will get continually updated information on WIM and WIM's MBA degree program and all our activities, including WRM socials and other events. Within the structure of WIM itself, we have various in-house clubs. For example, we have the WIM Toastmasters Club. We have Corporate Networking Malaysia Group. Now, this group was formed through the enthusiasm of our current MBA students. Because the graduates have an alumni, but the students don't have a group. So they came to the WIM management and said they wanted to form CNM, which is for the postgraduate students who haven't yet graduated. It's a very lively group comprising about 40 or 50 young people, and they invite various corporate leaders to present talks to them, and they socialize and network through this avenue. Now, if you are curious about the categories of membership within WBN, we have a life member category for both men and women. It's a one-time payment of 1,000 ringgit. For companies, we have corporate membership, where you are entitled to have 3 nominees. The entrance fee is 2,000 ringgit. The annual fee is 500. For ordinary members, whether Klang Valley or non-Klang Valley, the entrance fee is 100 ringgit and annual 100 ringgit. Outside Klang Valley is 60 ringgit and annual 60 ringgit. Associate members, entrance fee 100 ringgit, annual fee 100. We also have overseas members, and they pay us US$60 for both entrance fee and annual. We also invite students, maximum age of 17 years old, to join us if they want to have all the facilities and benefits of membership. And for them, the entrance fee and annual fee is only 15 ringgit. WIM has an open invitation to all of you in the audience to join us and to make our social agenda a truly lively and meaningful part in the development of Malaysia. I want to thank you for your kind attention, and I'll be very happy to answer any questions from the webinar audience. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you, Dato. It's very impressive of so many things that you have put in place.
I think I've missed one thing, and that is the WIM development tree. I forgot about that. This one picture actually, Ivana, shows the audience, the webinar audience, the whole development structure within the 20 years. The hierarchy is we have the board of trustees on top, and on either side, the two groups that help us are the board of governors education, which handles our MBA, and we have an advisory panel comprising women from the academia, from the corporates and NGOs to give advice to WIM. Now, within that structure, we have the CNM group, which I spoke about. We have the MBA alumni, and we have the WBN. On the other side, for our own internal activities, we have the WIM membership committee. We also have an active WIM Toastmasters club. And we have a WIM pregnancy law support group, which came out of the health conference, which we co-sponsored with the International Medical University Malaysia. Then what are our activities? We run the WIM Tun Dr. Siti Hasma Inspirational Woman Award. We continually do the nationwide training courses in small businesses for disadvantaged women. We also run a nationwide ICT training program for disadvantaged women, or women because of finance or because of age have not dared to go near the computer. We are also one, or maybe the only NGO, which runs an MBA degree program. It was challenging at the beginning, but today we are highly successful in this area. We are also strong in the area of publications. Now, publications take a lot of time, but we have concentrated on that. We've come out with a business journal and many other publications. The other one is on the international level. We are doing projects for the United Nations Family Planning Association. And so far, they have entrusted us with 5 projects. Here at WIM, we also promote short programs on image, sales and marketing, health, corporate English, personal development, business letter writing, etc. We have facilities which members can enjoy. We have an auditorium, seminar rooms, atrium, library, computer lab, Women's Hall of Fame, and we have a car park with 90 car bays. So if you join WIM, you are inheriting this 20 years history with you, and we hope you will join us for another 20 years. Thank you.
Okay, interesting. And then let me look at your website, wimnet.org.my. Sorry, Datuk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very impressive. So currently, I'm actually looking at your website, which is www.wimnet.org.my, and they have actually a corporate video. You have actually a corporate video.
Yes. If you go to the home page, you just click the corporate video.
Yeah. And I believe this chart is similar to any of the profit-making or commercial business organization, yes. Right? Where yes. Under all these program and projects, these are actually, these are all things that can generate income to
yes.
sustain and organize
yes.
an organization, right?
Yes, we especially do not receive any annual grant, Ivana. So actually, we are just like the.
You don't receive any annual grant, even the ICT. Oh, so even the ICT.
No, we don't get anything. We are self-reliant. We do not take any government grant.
Oh.
This is why this is a story I want to share as an NGO.
Yeah.
We are self-reliant. We do not get any annual government grant.
And it's something like in business, you don't get any loan, for example. You need to. Right?
Yeah.
Similar, like, you can't get any support from your family or relatives that borrow you money or, grant. So it's very interesting. And I think now we can open for Q&A. I have one Q&A from Elaine. Let me pull out the Q&A. Let me see questions. Yeah, you can start to ask. Okay. Elaine asked, Dato, what are the marketing strategies that WIM applied to attract tenants to rent office at Wisma WIM? So currently, what are the tenancy rate at WIM? What are the occupancy rates?
Well, the rates differ depending whether you're on the ground floor or on the fifth floor, But we provide facilities and amenities which will be friendly for all our tenants. For example, we have a small cafeteria where tenants can eat affordable lunches or meals instead of going out. We have a car park which takes 90 cars, so a car park is very, very available here. That's not a problem. And if we have tenants who want to promote their business, they want to have functions, we have the huge auditorium where they can launch their products. Or we have also 9 seminar rooms where they can have their in-house training for their staff or for their customers. So I think we have made it very, very conducive for tenants. We also have Wi-Fi facilities throughout the building.
Yeah.
And it's completely air-conditioned. And we have also, on top of everything, put in the Malaysian flavor. The entire building is built with made-in-Malaysia products. I know of some other NGOs where they use, Italian marble floors and all that. We are very, very careful. So you come and see.
Okay.
It's still very nice. The other thing, as women, we make sure our premises are very clean. I think that gives the first impression.
Maybe you can show the second. Maybe you can show the slide where the building slide.
So these are things we can share with you. And so our tenants have been long standing with us. We are now 100% tenanted out. And the tenants are very happy what we have provided with them. Plus on the 100% made in Malaysia materials. And we also focus emphasis on the national flower. You can see in our atrium, we have a very beautiful spray of Bunga Raya painted on tiles which we got from Malacca to show the Malaysian character of the building. So I think we have succeeded in making our tenants very happy with us.
Yeah, but
you can see the atrium here. You can see the atrium here. But this one shows you the traditional Malay costume. This is another thing we have, Ivana. We have a collection of traditional Malay costumes from all the states of Malaysia.
Wow.
And they were designed by the late Puan Azhar Aziz, who is an expert on culture. Now, as an NGO, we do not have the budget.
Yes.
The budget we require for each state would be about $6,000. So what we did was, we wrote to all the state governments and the first ladies, And now each of these costume is sponsored by each state.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and this collection is actually one very much admired because they tell me that in Kuala Lumpur, they don't have a collection like ours where all the intricate details of the costume jewelry, the handbags, the headgear is all carefully designed by Puan Azhar Aziz. So sometimes we get foreign visitors just coming to look at our collection.
Wow, yeah lah, because you can't find this type of collection anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. And then, so now it is 100% occupancy rate. That's very impressive. I think what the audience want to know is, you know, when you first started a building with a lot of, empty lots, what kind of strategies you apply? And then I heard from you that you are actually very selective on the tenants. But
yes,
at the same
correct.
Time, you need fund. You need fund to sustain, but you cannot simply get any tenant, you know. Yeah. Can you share more on that?
We did not compromise our principles, you know. Earlier on, we had people coming, they want to operate a girly barber, you know. So we didn't
girly
accept
barber,
those kind of tenants. So our board was very strict, and we confined our tenants to be those from the education sector, from professionals, yes, and from international NGOs. For example, the Consumer International Regional Office for Asia and Pacific is in our building, and we have various professionals. We have lawyers, and we have international realty agents, and we have many who are in the education line. So they're all very good tenants, and very proud of them.
Oh, so what's the strategy to get the first tenant, like what, or to get to achieve this 100% occupancy rate, which is very impressive?
Well, we did everything. We put in inexpensive advertisements, word of mouth, and gradually people started coming in. Once you have the first tenant, then it was easier.
Yes.
Then other tenants kept coming in. Coming back to our traditional costume collection, Ivana, WIM is going to produce a set of 13 postcards showing all these 13 costumes, which will be a very good gift for any Malaysian to give to their overseas friends. So it will be launched on the 14th of May at our anniversary dinner.
Oh, yeah, you have an anniversary dinner.
Yes, on the 14th of May.
Yeah, so I think WIM, Women Institute of Management, is not just, if you get into the WIM network, you know, you are not only in Malaysia, but you are actually, you know, hosting, when you host foreign guests, you know, you are able to showcase. And then I think it also benefits because there's so many things, even Malaysian, we do not know the intricate part about all these designs, right? And then over the foreigners, they'll be very, very happy to get to know the culture, and then you really make an effort to also sell Malaysia culture to them.
It's also very interesting, Ivana, in the collection we have, did you know that in the state of Kelantan, there was a woman sultan? The one and only woman sultan?
Woman sultan? So I didn't know about
that.
In Kelantan some more. Okay.
Puan Siti Kembang. So we have in our collection a model of her in the traditional costume she will wear together with the headdress and all that. And the other thing, in the state of Perak, the costume is the Perak princess costume. And the Perak princess doesn't wear a sarong. She wears something like a pants. So these are all distinctive designs from each of the state. It's very interesting, and I'm sure foreign people would love to buy our collection of postcards to keep.
Yes, and also the story behind it, and then to understand, right? Each interesting things. Yeah, so thank you, Dr., for your answer. Next is question by Regina Leong. So her question to you is, there is a lot of NGOs and agency around Malaysia. So how do you stand up to be differently? You know, particularly as an NGO serving the women community, how do you stand up to be different? So this is the question. How do you stand up to be different? Because there are a lot of NGOs out there, a lot of agencies out there in Malaysia. So,
Regina, from what I feel is that we have the strongest track record of training disadvantaged women's group. Our track record is...
Sorry, break. Hello, you're breaking, sorry. Sorry, Dato, you're breaking.
Impressed other NGOs have disadvantaged women. Can you hear me?
Yes, but just now was breaking. Hello? Maybe you can... Hello? Yeah, now it's okay. Just now was breaking. Oh. So maybe
okay,
you can...
Okay, I repeat what I said. I
repeat
said,
the question.
What Regina asked was, how do we stand out from other NGOs? Number one, we have a very strong track record of helping disadvantaged women. I think we got one of the best track record in the whole country. Number two, we have proven that we can survive if we try hard enough. For us to own our own building without any debts, it's quite an achievement for an NGO. Number three, we believe in self-reliance. We do not take government grant. So this is an example also for those NGOs who heavily depend on government grants. That you can still succeed without government grants. And WIM is the story of success in this way. The other thing is we also allow men to join us because I think men are important for the total community. So we have men serving on our committees and helping us on our boards and things like that. So we also are proud that as an NGO, we dare to present an MBA degree program from the United Kingdom. You don't hear of many NGOs that run MBA programs. They will leave it to the colleges and universities. But WIM as an NGO took up the challenge, went through difficult years in the early years, but today we are successful in our MBA program. Number three is that we also place importance on publications. How many NGOs come up with publications? And we go for intellectual publications to help the readers in whatever subjects we are writing on. We have health books, we have books on IPOs, we have books on REIT, we have our Inspire Business Journal. There are very few NGOs who can stand out in this area also. I don't want to sound boastful, but I think what I'm trying to say is we really sat down and try to make WIM as an outstanding and useful NGO in this country, an NGO which all Malaysians can be proud of.
Certainly I'm proud to be a Malaysian, also woman. You know, it's an advantage to be a woman, especially in WIM. Maybe you can go back to the development tree. There's a development tree.
Yes, development tree.
Yeah, especially for women, you know, I'm so very, very, very lucky, and that is the advantage of being a woman because under WIM, there is one ICT program. Let me show. Okay, yeah, this one, right?
Yeah.
Under the third, the bottom box, under the third one from the left, this ICT program is very interesting because you can attend a full-day course. I remember I attend a full-day course teaching about Google Apps by the largest Google reseller in Malaysia, and I only pay 20 ringgit. So I get, I don't need to bring my laptop. There's a computer already prepared for me. There is also a Wi-Fi connection, and there is two tea break and one lunch. And I only pay 20 ringgit for that.
Yeah.
So
this is our, that's our objective. This is our objective, Ivana. Like, you know, we have to look at how we want to operate as an NGO. We are not a business corporation where the intention is profit, profit, profit. We don't go through that. We earn from our MBA. We earn from our rental revenue. MBA. We give through our small business training. We give through our ICT program. And one more thing I want to tell you is that for every of these inexpensive courses we do, WIM gives the participants a certificate of attendance.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Now, I'll tell you, for the small business one, we actually negotiated with bank that if any woman comes to their bank and apply for a small business loan and they produce a WIM certificate of attendance, to please give a little special treatment to them.
So
this is, you know, we do this sort of thing. That's why I'm saying that our intention is different from a business corporation. We are NGO. And can you believe it, among all the disadvantaged groups that we help includes women in the prison. Can you beat it? Being in the prison, attending a WIM course, and receiving a certificate of attendance. Now, this is what WIM does.
Yeah.
It crosses all barriers. Our motive is to help women. You know?
Yes.
And because we feel that through women, we get access to the family, which reaches the husband and the children also.
Yes. Yeah, so I think this one is, if you apply this to business strategy, okay, what I can gather from your sharing is like, first and foremost, when you set up this organization, you set up this NGO or you set up a business, right? Number one, your mindset is to think that you need to be self-sustaining and not rely on funding, investor funding or this and that. If your mindset is correct, then, like, for example, you will develop things like a building, and you think about renting out your rooms or your office lots, because the rental is like every month you need to pay rental, so there will be sustaining income, either for your business or for NGO. Okay, so number one, you get income by yourself; you don't need to look at maybe government and things. Okay, so number two is like, besides rental, so rental is like because you have this short lot, right? If let's say you have 100 rooms, there's only this amount that you can grow. So you look into other things like, maybe we can offer an MBA program.
Yes.
So this is, you think out of the box. So as an NGO, you take that brave challenge, because I think all of you are not from the education line. You just take up this. source for good teachers. And I think the MBA program is from University of East London. So this is what I see. And then after you do this too, and make money from this, you pour back to the community and make sure that the banks are noted that with this WIM logo, and the woman will be proud to produce a certificate with the WIM logo to start their business, and they will get a bit of special treatment, right? Because I think as a woman to start a small business, it's not easy. So if let's say they don't have support, it's really difficult. So next is Regina also asked. She really thank you for your answer. It's very inspiring. So her next question to you is, how do you balance your work for WIM and your personal life as a woman? What would be the advice you give to women, particularly those who want to do business? Yeah, I think maybe Regina, maybe if I interpret correctly, it's like because doing NGO or doing business or career, it takes up a lot of time and effort. So how would you balance it, and what is the advice? Because when you do business, I think business is 24/7. You see, so but there is family life as well, because women play a different role, right? And time is limited. So I think she wants to get your advice. Hello? 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 Hello, Dato, I can't hear you. Hello? Sorry, hello? 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 Hi, Dato? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello. Hey, Dato. Hi, hello. Can I hear you? Hello. Hello. Sorry, I will call her now.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear?
Hello?
Oh, to me, to here. To here.
No.
Now can hear again. Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry about that.
Can hear now. So you know, I think can let me repeat the question. You want me to repeat, or it's okay? How to balance personal and also a busy NGO and running a business?
Ivana, it's all a matter of time management. You know, whether we want to make time for family or make time for business, it's up to us. You know, a lot of us don't really apply time management in our lives. So sometimes we run out of time and we're doing something and then we don't do something that we want to. So I usually keep weekends for my family, and especially Sundays. Those are the times I share with the family. And we make it a practice that every meal the whole family must be with us together. We won't have much of the family eating earlier or later, you know. So there's always time for family to talk to one another. So I'm a practicing chartered accountant. So from 9 to 5, rightly, I concentrate on my professional practice. But having gone through running this practice for some time and with very good and loyal staff, I'm able to take part of that time to do my social work also. For example, I pledge every Wednesday to come to KL to serve in WIM. And it has worked very nicely for me that I have the 4 remaining days to do my other things. So it's all a matter of time management and the will to do it. If you have the will to manage your time, you can do it. Okay?
Yeah. So you don't work on at night, or you don't work on weekends, and Sunday especially you don't work. You don't.
For family.
Just for family, and then also for dinner. You said for meal, every meal, dinner.
Yeah, everybody eats at the same time. Because you have some families where they don't eat together as a group. You know, one would eat earlier, one would eat later. But in our case, we all eat at the same time.
Oh yeah, that is not healthy in the long term. Because we don't know what happened, what was happening, you know, among each other. So you make that discipline, and as a woman, I think, as a mother as well, right? You must make sure that you also know what happened to your children. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that answered Regina's question. Next is for Ken. Next is from Ken Yeo. He did keep listening about We Women ICT and also Women ICT. So, but he's interested to know more about the seminar and the resources. So he was saying, are all the seminars and resources only provide for women or both women and men?
No, it's for both men and women. When it comes to our training, our short courses, our MBA is for both men and women. Especially in the MBA, because interaction between men and women is so important in the MBA.
Yeah.
So most of our courses, except for the NICT, which we do round, that one is mostly for women. But other than that, the other short programs we have, motivational programs, health, sales and marketing, all of that is for both men and women.
Yeah, everything under the box on the bottom is all for men and women, except for the NICT stands for National ICT, right? National ICT, that 20 ringgit the whole day for to learn ICT related things is only for
because
women.
For that we can only do it in our computer lab, so the numbers of participants is restricted. But for the others it's okay.
But
so I like to draw your attention, Ivana, that in our page for membership at the bottom, if there's any of your audience who are interested to join, you just email to us at admin@wimnet.org.my.
Yeah, or if they want to find out more about how they benefit
from joining, they can email.
They can phone or they can email at admin@wimnet.org.my. And then I think for membership also, I'm also a member, so it's not very expensive. It's one time off, only 1,000. But I can, you know, I get all these benefits to be in the network of WIM network to enjoy all the facilities and also discounted rates of all the good trainings. That's what I. So just want to ask from thank you for your explanation. So for those of you, do you have any more question, audience from the floor? If not, then maybe Dato, you can share about the WIM 20th anniversary dinner. Right, which will be on the, you mentioned 14th of May?
Yes, That's the exact date of our incorporation. So on the 14th of May 2013, we are celebrating with the anniversary dinner. And anyone who wants to support Win and our work and join, they can phone our office.
Is there a website for that, or is there somewhere where people can go and look at the materials?
WIM website. We have it in the WIM website.
Or in the WIM website under, let me see, WIM website, the annual dinner, right? So they can meet me personally.
There is a banner, the banner on the 20th anniversary.
Ah, okay. So yes, type in the org of mine. Then one ticket is how much? One ticket it will be?
We are actually using this function to also raise some money for our work for the disadvantaged women. Because as you know, we do not get any government grant. So it's a Chinese dinner. And our gold table is $1,500. And for our diamond table is $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, Chinese dinner is also 1,000 plus already, you know. So it's going to be a good dinner. And we have a lot of entertainment inside. We're going to have a fashion show. We are going to have a magic show and some floor show from a very, very talented young family in Malaysia. And we are going to launch our commemorative postage stamp. We have worked with the postal department to come up with a commemorative postage stamp. And we are also going to launch our set of 13 postcards for the traditional costumes of Malaysia. So there will be a lot of things, and of course we will be giving goodie bags. We have collected a lot of gifts from various corporate companies who are supporting us. So I do hope that any member of the webinar who is interested, if you can group yourself into 10 persons, you can come and join us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. So it's in the website, winnet.org.my. Yes. How about individual ticket? Aura Chin is asking, how about individual ticket? Like, she can't get,
we're open to that also. If they're willing to come, then we'll try to group 10 people to form a table. That's possible.
Oh, so they can pay loose ticket. It's 100, 150, right? If loose ticket, one ticket.
Yes.
Oh, still can. Yes. So we're open to men and women, not just this annual.
Yes.
I think there will be a lot of corporation there. There will be a lot of big corporate, very socially engaged corporation will be there, right?
Yes.
Will be supporting these events. Yeah, especially.
Yes. So I hope that webinar audience also will join us.
Okay, so actually Ken Yeo did ask, besides women group, do WIM support orphan and old folks home also? Old folks also?
Orphans, did you say orphan?
Orphan or old folks. Besides women, because you support women, HIV women. Go ahead.
Let me put it to you this way. Actually, there are many worthy causes in the country. Many, many worthy causes, you know.
Yes.
For orphans, for special children, for aged people and all that. But in the case of WIM, we have narrowed it down to disadvantaged women. As I told you, these disadvantaged women, orang asli women, single parent women. You know, in Negeri Sembilan, there was the JE virus, and there was a tragedy in the group of Chinese people there, where their fathers, husbands, and elder son died because of the JE virus. There's one group of women there which WIM helps also to give them income-generating training in various aspects. So we confine ourselves more to the disadvantaged women's group. We cannot do everything. There are many, many useful and very important acts of charity, but we cannot do everything. So we have confined ourselves to the 7 disadvantaged groups that we are working towards.
Thank you very much for answering that question, and to be very particular, right? Like, for example, if you can support all these women, example like single parents, women in prison.
Yeah.
Those are very good, because those I think is quite marginalized women. Most of people support orphans. Right?
In the case of the JE virus movement, for example, the shock was that the whole male leadership was wiped out. No, So all these women who are always walking behind their husband, they find that they are the head of household, you know. So Wim came in, we gave them a training in small businesses. After that, we accessed them to additional training like baking and basket weaving, embroidery, catering.
Yeah.
So today, all these women are doing quite okay. They can manage to support their children, you know. So, and
yeah, with the skill, right? With the skill, they can sell the items.
In the case of the women in the estate, they don't know very much about their rights as women. They are subjected to violence sometimes and drunkenness sometimes.
Yes.
So we give them training to help them. And then you have many other cases. So we find that our own agenda now is very full. We have a lot of things to answer to. And we cannot do more than that.
Yes. And thank you for explanation. Ken mentioned thanks for the explanation. And Regina Liao actually asked, if we want to assist Wim, what can we do?
First of all, you can be an ordinary member, if not a life member, at least an ordinary member, where we will therefore be in communication with you. Whenever we have anything, we will inform members. So if there's something that we're doing that you want to support, you can join us. That's not a problem.
So it's just to be an ordinary member and to give a helping hand. So some of the email that I think I received is like, for example, Wim Post Master Club, you know. You did send email on Wim Post Master Club, or sometimes you send some the training, short training. Like I have one short training that I received, like a mediator training or image training.
Yes.
Or all these things at a very affordable, very affordable price by...
Mm-hmm. Even Ivana, business letter writing. You know today,
business letter
a lot
writing.
Of people don't know how to write letters. They really don't know how to write proper letters. You know? So this business, honestly, that's something I find in my experience. So we run business letter writing courses. It's very popular. Even corporates will send their employees to us for our courses because it's so important how you write a letter. It's how you write a letter. The person who reads your letter must be convinced what you're writing. But nowadays, I find a lot of people, even educated people with degrees and master's degree, they don't seem to have the knack to write letters. So that we have all these professional courses to help them. We also have courses on corporate English. Now, the standard of English has gone down a lot in the country. So we also help those who want to improve their English to attend corporate English courses. It's very important, letter writing, communication. It may seem nothing, but actually it applies to our everyday life. If you're working with a career or we are running a business, we have to write to foreign exporters or importers. It's how we write the letter.
Yeah.
So we have all these useful training courses which members will be entitled to at discounted rates.
And a discounted rate, lah. So I think it's very true. A lot of people actually, although they are degree holder, but they do not know how to write proper English. I think it's not they do not know how to write, it's they do not know the way, the steps. So first you need to determine what is the purpose, then secondly then you draft out the structure, then all these things. So those can be learned. Luckily those can be learned. And actually women are focused more on this, right?
Desperate to raise funds for my hospital. I really designed a letter speaking from my heart. Why the reader of the letter must help me. And you know, Ivana, it resulted in me getting a $10 million check from a very rich
man. So one letter, one letter gives you $10
million. I am so happy about that because it's how you write a letter. If you must not make it too long. They don't want long letters. You must be to the point. But you must say exactly what you want to do, and that if the person donates to you, that you will make a success of that donation. It's a lot of strategies. So Wim runs all these kind of courses, which members can appreciate. You see, if you become a member for 100 ringgit a year, you get 3 business journals a year. You get our annual planner. You get to know all our courses at discounted rates. You can come to our building as a member and enjoy facilities also at discounted rates. then we keep you informed of all our events, our courses, you know, things like that. So I think it's worth investing in becoming a WIM member, even if it's me saying that.
Yeah, I believe so, Yeah, and another thing is Candid asked that the main medium that WIM has is actually in English, okay, and in English.
Yes.
So he asked, you know, because majority of the women that we help or you help and unlucky people, they are not good in English. So...
I think when you look at our website, you know, that it's all in English. You look at our business journal, it's all in English.
Yes.
But when we go to the grassroots, Ivana, we went to this group, the J.E. Virus one, everything was in Mandarin. We had Mandarin-speaking trainers, we had Mandarin notes, everything. Our video was in Mandarin. When we went to the Tech Women, we did everything in Tamil. You know, everything like that. We go accordingly to where
In Tamil. Okay.
Majority of our small business groups are in Malay. So we have in Bahasa. But our main correspondent, of course, is in English. But we do cater for the different groups.
Yeah. So I hope that that answer Ken's question. Hello? Yeah, I hope that answer Ken's question is like the publication and all the communication are all in English. Okay, those and also the professional body, and of course when you do communicate with the MBA lecturers and the MBA students, they are all in English, and also the donors, they are corporate, right? They are from big corporations, multinational company. They you need to write good English, okay? And when you go down to help the people, unlucky people, you know, you need to blend in, and then you get a translator, you know, to translate, and you make sure that your course material are all suited to their language so that they learn, right?
Yes. Correct.
So I think this that's why it's very diversified. It's very diversified that what you are doing. And there's a lot of initiative taken to make sure that you really reach out. I think the main purpose is you reach out to those people and no matter what you would get them the you know funding and make sure that their lives are better. And I think what you impact me is you said that in order to upgrade a woman's life, is you must give them the knowledge, right? Knowledge is power. Yeah, so you give a lot of education to them, especially educate them on their rights. The estate women, educate them on their rights.
Correct.
You know, give them education so that they upgrade themselves. So that is very important. So that they can be self-sustaining like WIM as well, right? WIM as NGO, self-sustaining. And your, you know, the recipient is also having that type of mindset. So that they can go far, right? And then their second generation would improve.
Yeah.
Looking at, you know, their parents are also strive to be self-sustaining. Okay. So this is the website of WIM. Thank you, Dato, for your time. I think it's time is up already. So if those of you who want to help WIM or just want to find out more about WIM, you can actually go to contact us. Okay. Under contact us. There is email, right? Email admin@wimnet.org.mine.
Yeah.
Okay. And for you, I think I would strongly encourage you to register for this ordinary member, which you only pay 100 ringgit. Okay. You try out first. And then also the WIM 20th anniversary celebration dinner is on the 14th of May, 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Ballroom of One World Hotel. So Dato will be there. I myself will be there, member. So I hope to you know see you there. If you are there, then maybe you can drop us an email that you are there, that you are a webinar participant. Okay. Then we all just you know do a bit to maybe help out the society. Okay. And also network around right? Network and to learn more among each other to improve your personal life, to improve your business or also your career. Okay, so I think thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Especially thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then Ken said that, thanks, Dato. Love your great idea and may join you soon. Keep up the good work. The world needs people like you. From Ken. Thank you very much.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay. See you soon. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Have a nice day.